This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh yeah, Buckethead spoken game.
You can't burn that.
Yes.
Can't burn that scalp.
Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
The one fight Joe won't pick is with the Sun.
No. I mean, I don't know who be covered up more, him or Arch. Because, I mean, Dave be fully covered, too. Dave, I don't know who be more fully covered, Joe or Dave.
Got a full respect for you, D-Rays.
When did you see me in the bucket hat?
I thought I might be getting you and Dave confused.
No, bucket hat Joe last
bucket
summer.
Bucket hat Joe, you had the bucket hat last summer.
I was okay. So I was going to say, I just recently have bought my 2025 training camp hat that I'm holding in my hand, which is, I guess you would say it's a bucket hat. The brim's a little stiffer than it's been in the past, but, yeah, it keeps the, because the worst sunburn, in my opinion, is that one that's on your neck, and it's, like, right around your collar, and that's where it's always touching and gets irritated, so. Yeah,
I think I would contend the worst sunburn is the top of the foot sunburn. You get the top of your feet sunburn.
That is a good one.
You can't put
that is a good one. If you're
Randy, what's flip-flop. Your least favorite sunburn?
I don't get sunburn, but I do get I get eczema, and it's like right there in the back where you cut where your tank top would be at.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's right there.
Nobody wants that to happen. All right, we all need to be respectful of UV rays in the sun. All right, so since the last time we talked, the QB season 2 Netflix show came out. I know everyone's gotten kind of a chance to see it and react to it a little bit. I just wonder, based on where you were at before, with everything that we had from the offseason and the Super Bowl comments and then the stuff that we knew, and then seeing the documentary, did your thoughts on the way it went last year with Kirk Cousins in the offseason change at all?
No. I mean, honestly, nothing really changed for me. And during with the quarterbacks documentary coming out, the only thing I would say that was – I guess news was obviously kind of written up everywhere about the quote of being misled and everything. But in my opinion, that was kind of always assumed, basically, that was the situation, when evidenced by the fact that Kirk Cousins' agent was, you know, putting out all these calls and leaking, you know, how disturbed he was at the draft when they drafted Michael Penix. So we knew that there was a feeling of, I guess, trust, you could say, that was broken at that point. But other than that, I didn't really think that there was anything particularly new. You know, he obviously gives a little bit more detail about the reason why he said what he said regarding his injury, his name being on the injury report being a clerical error, which I still don't give any credence to at all. I still consider that pretty much a bald-faced lie, basically, to the media, saying that you're ready to go 100% and all that. And I think that the one thing that I think I disagree with a lot of people on, or the one line that I hear often, is that you can't blame Kirk for playing injured. You would expect a player to do that. And I think that that's obviously true. Players play injured all the time. In fact, players were playing injured while Kirk was playing injured. The only difference was the guys who were playing injured were making their injuries known to the team and were getting those treated by the team. And Kirk was not doing that, obviously. The team was unaware of the extent. They knew that, you know, he obviously says in the documentary, he reports it to an equipment manager that his elbow lit up or whatever. But the extent of that injury and how much it was affecting him was not clear to the team. And I thought that that was the big difference about playing hurt. It's one thing if the team can know that fact and then make a determination as to whether you're the player to go out there or not. And, you know, that didn't happen in Kirk's case. And listen, like I'll say, like after having been misled, I think that or having feeling that way, which he clearly did, as he stated, you know, you would understand why he felt like he couldn't, you know, let his place go to Michael Penix, even for a few games, if he planned to return, because he may not feel like he had confidence that he would return. But again, even if he does feel like that, to me, it's still selfish in that he's kind of putting himself in front of the team and his other teammates who are, again, putting their bodies on the line trying to make the playoffs.
My biggest take, and I understand where you're coming from, and me and Buck talk about it, because I've only watched the first two episodes. I did watch a little bit of the third one of the comeback win against Tampa, but that's all I've watched so far. Mine was early on when he was talking about learning the system, Joe, because you remember that was a big selling point to a lot of us, that he's been in the system forever and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But he's having this issue with the different shifts and motions and all those different things. That was my biggest takeaway.
Yeah. And Randy, even to go off of that, I thought that was interesting too. But I thought what was also interesting was the conversation that he was having with T.J. Yates on the sideline of that Steelers game after the fumble occurs where the snap goes into the guy who's in motion. And he's talking about how, you know, it's the play's coming in late. We have all these motions and stuff. And I think that, honestly, I place blame there on Zach Robinson. And that was always a very weird offensive scheme going into that game. We saw the kind of splits of the fact that they never ran the ball when Bijan Robinson was in kind of Sikar as opposed to pistol in that game. Just the tendencies were extremely clear and weird in that game. And I think they did course correct. I think that they learned some things from that game and were able to fix it and obviously got off of that 6-3 record to start. But yeah, I thought that that was interesting and that it was not as smooth of a transition as I think a lot of people expected with Kirk coming in, for sure.
Joe, do you think, just kind of in the context of that and what the offense is, and Kirk was a veteran in the league, like he's played a lot of years at quarterback in the NFL, and then still kind of struggled to get up to speed with what they were trying to do offensively, is that something that you look at as a huge advantage for Penix, not only having been in the room last year, learning behind him and working with the quarterback coach in the offense, but then getting on the field for a couple of games as well? Because I don't know, maybe he'll play in the preseason, probably not. I don't think that'll be the difference between whether or not he succeeds this year. But he did play three games last year, so maybe those are like this year's preseason games.
Exactly, no doubt. I mean, I think Michael Penix will have a big advantage. Even, you know, and I want to say, like, for Kirk going into last year, like, that's a tough situation to be going into as a quarterback, going into, you know, a brand new team with a brand new offensive coordinator who's never called plays before, you know, in the heat of these NFL regular season games. And so, you know, I think that it actually helped the team to have a veteran like Kirk Cousins to be able to explain some of these things, for example, to T.J. Yates on the sideline, so that they could work through some of these issues maybe quicker than they would have been able to. Obviously, with a rookie quarterback, you know, with a rookie, you're dealing with so many things. And I think that with Kirk, you know, I actually thought it was pretty admirable to see, you know, the way that he was leaving these voice memos for Raheem Morris, being very honest about the fact that he didn't feel like he was playing to the level that he could, and the offense was, you know, still had a level that they could get to. And I think that with Penix having been able to sit the entire year and kind of just, you know, dive into the playbook, that's the whole reason why they felt like Michael Penix was going to be benefited by the fact that Kirk Cousins was there. He would be able to learn from him and not really be rushed into this situation. And I think that it's one of the reasons why we saw Penix relatively hit the ground running. And obviously there were some mistakes that were made, and he didn't have any reps with some of these receivers. So I think some of the timing and stuff was off with them at times. But in terms of him picking up the play calls and being able to execute the offense, there was no evidence that he was having any trouble with that in those three games. I think that's a really positive sign heading into next season.
JP, we had a question yesterday, A posted to us, about more likely to happen. Bijan Robinson leading the league in rushing or Drake London leading the league in reception, in receiving?
That's a great question. I mean, I think you have to say Bijan leading the league in rushing. And, you know, I feel like if he's able to break some of the longer runs that we saw Saquon Barkley able to break last year, then he's going to be right there for that role. And I don't have the numbers in front of me as far as like how far he was behind. Obviously, Saquon had a near record breaking, and in some cases was record breaking.
Bijan was third in the league in rushing, but he was like 500 yards behind Saquon and Derrick Henry. Like one and two were so far away from everybody else, but Bijan was third last year.
Yeah, but if you look into some of the deeper analytics in terms of what Bijan Robinson was able to do, actually, like some of the analytics would suggest that Bijan Robinson was the best actually pure runner of the football last year, even compared to some of those guys. They just got kind of better blocking and better breaks, frankly, to just be able to make some things happen. I know with a guy like Saquon, everybody thinks of, you know, that jumping hurdle, reverse hurdle that he had. But, you know, Bijan's capable of that type of thing. Not saying that he might pull that off, but, you know, he is able to make guys miss in very kind of unique ways. And I think that does set up for the possibility that he is able to break some of these longer runs and lead to perhaps a league being a league leader in rushing.
Joe Patrick predicting that Bijan's going to hurdle someone backwards.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll do a 360.
The other thing, guys, if I could just kind of keep going, like I'm interested to see if Bijan actually has a lot more success in catching the football and picking up yards after the catch this year when you have a quarterback like Michael Penix, and hopefully with that, you know, suggesting a lot more downfield routes that has defenses kind of on their heels backing off, and maybe potentially some more space in the underneath areas for Bijan to do some of the work that he's obviously capable of doing.
I just did the quick math. This is surprising to me. Drake London was actually closer, just slightly, like maybe 20 yards closer to leading the league in receiving yards than Bijan was to leading the league in rushing yards.
Okay.
Yeah, Bijan was like 459 yards behind Saquon, and Drake was 437 yards behind Ja'Marr Chase.
So okay.
Both right there.
Another thing, you know, I kind of posed this to you guys to talk about maybe like sometime later, but like, would it be a good thing for Drake London to be the NFL leading receiver? Obviously, you want him to be putting up yards and stuff like that, but it feels like this Falcons offense is kind of optimally suited if you're spreading it around a little bit more, getting the ball to Drake London, getting the ball to Darnell Mooney, getting the ball to Kyle Pitts a little bit more. Yeah. You know, I think that there's still the possibility that can happen with Michael Penix at quarterback. So we'll see.
I think that that's true, but I also think there's a world where, like, who knows? Maybe they find something airing it out, and Drake and Penix have a great relationship. And I understand what you're saying, like, because sometimes it's like, hey, if this guy leads the league in this, then that means other guys aren't doing their job. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that would mean that the passing game in general was better than we anticipated. I do want to ask a Penix question just because, like, I mean, I'm going to be prone to get over my skis with him as much as anybody, given where he went to school and the success that he had. But, like, it just feels a little bit like with a guy who's really going to be a starter for the first time, essentially a rookie in the NFL, we've gone from the expectation being somewhat reasonable to it almost feels like he may be getting overhyped heading into this season. Is that are you feeling some of that, or am I just being cautious?
Locally, for sure, and with Falcons fans, I think for sure, and I will hold my hand up, Andy, in that I am basically, I feel like I'm as optimistic as pretty much anybody about him because I feel like he's got so many things going for him, least of which, by the way, is his general personality and demeanor, which I think is perfect for, like, the quarterback position and just how kind of, I don't want to say nonchalant necessarily, but he's not he's just very focused guy and very professional in the way he goes about things, and that's exactly what you want to see. If you look at national media, they kind of treat him still as like a pure question mark, which I think is like not giving him enough credit for the things that he was able to show last year, again, in the small sample size, but in having literally zero reps with any of those guys until the Wednesday before that Giants game in practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, yeah, there's a lot of optimism because he has all these raw tools that we saw on display in those three games. But there's certainly going to be a learning experience for him this year. And I kind of see this season going for him generally as a lot of big plays, but also probably a lot of, you know, boneheaded interceptions and maybe pushing the boundaries a little bit too far.
Yeah, just what it is for a young guy with the arm talent that he has and the weapons that he has. It just seems reasonable to think that there will be moments like that. But we will see. Joe, we appreciate it. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Smoke and Joe Patrick there, Falcons insider, 92.9 The Game. You can also listen to Joe's podcast on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.